The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com, is heard on the We Be Geeks Collective and on sci-fi.radio.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
I love that Star Trek does what adventure programs do. It's fun characters going on adventures wearing colorful outfits, but it tries to be more than that. It tries to say something more about humanity and tries to encourage us to be better people.
I love that it gives a really positive and really hopeful view of the future.
I like that you never know what you get with Trek, from Captain Pike to Picard to Captain Proton.
I like the Ferengi.
Earth Station Trek, a show where we talk about Star Trek from the early days on NBC to the future on Paramount Plus and everywhere in between.
We're the Con Guys, and this is the Con Guy Show, coming to you straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California.
And this is Jim with theconguy.com.
She's been here with theconguy.com.
Katie here, aka the Con Girl.
Zordon did not want five teenagers with attitude.
My name is Derek Sam.
I'm Danae Sams, and that's my brother.
We are your home for news, opinions, and interviews from the world of Comic-Cons and fandoms, your ultimate insiders for all things Welcome, everybody, back to the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California. That's where we are coming from. My name is Jim. I am your editor-in-chief here at theconguy.com. My co-host today is...
Cheeseman. What's up, everybody? Screenwriter and one of the founding Con Guys.
Yeah. We are the two founding members of theconguy.com. And this week, we are very privileged and excited to be talking to some folks that are creating something that we never get as excited as when we talk about comic books. I tell you what, I'm a comic book geek. I'm a comic book nerd. And so this week, we are talking about a chapter two of Dominion. Dominion, volume two, Fall of the House of Saul. It's coming out from Terminus Media. And we have the creators here with us today. Daniel, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, yeah. My name's Daniel Hancock. I'm really excited to be here to talk with you guys about this. And yeah, I'm a writer, director. I've done a lot of different kinds of theater and performing arts and film work and all kinds of different things, and have found my way into comic books now and I'm really enjoying it. And it was very happy to connect with my my co-writer and friend here. And this project has been an absolute awesome time, and we're excited about this next volume coming out.
Dr. Bell, we like your t-shirt. Why don't you give us a little bit of an introduction?
This should tell you a lot about me. outside of the t-shirt, I am a professor of art and design at Liberty University.
Okay.
My nephew goes there.
Oh, really?
And two of our hosts on this show, they're not here with us today. They both graduated from Liberty University.
It is a fantastic school. They're doing really good things. The fact that they hired me is pretty good. But they allowed me to create a graduate level comic book production course, which I think is kind of amazing. And I teach 3D modeling, graphic design, just in general the arts, which is cool. It affords me the time to be able to do my night job, I guess you can call it, which is the graphic novel creation of Dominion, Fall of the House of Saul, penciler, basic general concept artist and writer as well. And it's been a wild ride.
Looks amazing.
And it looks like, and by the way, for those of you who are listening or watching, for those of you who are watching or listening, these are busy guys. They are both coming to us from their cars. I know that, which state, Dr. Bell, where are you at?
I'm in Nashville right now.
Tennessee. And Daniel, where are you coming to us from?
From Michigan.
Michigan. All right. And I know that, Daniel, you're at a cool, like what's this? You're at a convention or something.
Yeah. We were invited by my friend, Eric Anderson. He runs a a company called Nerd Chapel, and it's a Christian organization where they kind of do like Bible studies based on pop culture. And this is their 10-year anniversary party at the park. They got like a big, huge kind of cookout thing going on with a whole bunch of vendors and interesting things. So it's kind of like a miniature Comic-Con here in Michigan. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Starts
that's
in just
awesome.
A little bit here. So we had to drive about an hour and a half to get here. So that's where I'm at today.
That's awesome. I'm going to throw it over to Luke for some questions in just a second. But I just want everybody to know that Luke and I, we are very upfront. We're church guys. We go to church, but this podcast, The Con Guy, is a podcast we'd like to say is for people of faith, people of different faiths, and people of no faith. So, like, this is a podcast for anybody. So we don't want anyone to feel like that we're preaching to you today. I mean, but we are talking about a very cool comic book, which comes from Judeo-Christian background. It tells a story. And let's just say it's a good old-fashioned, clean comic book, but with some blood and violence thrown in. So, but anyways, I do.
The Bible is not PG.
For sure. That is for sure. The one thing, though, I do want us to hit on hard, though. You guys are in the middle of a Kickstarter for Volume 2 for Dominion. This is from Terminus Media. So you guys are in the middle of a Kickstarter, and I just checked today. You are over halfway to your goal in the Kickstarter, which is awesome. So would you, hey Luke, do you have the video?
Luke's looking for that. And you know, if you guys are new to the series too, for people who haven't maybe heard of this project at all yet, which is probably likely, you know, the whole series is available in the Kickstarter. So you can go there to get all the volumes, you know, both volumes we have available, which is 5 whole chapters now. So it's the total of 5 comic books with lots of bonus features and everything are included in this Kickstarter as well. So that's a good one stop for the moment while we're still inside this campaign to get the entire series. And we even have some exclusive things like a standalone issue. There it is right there. That's our chapter 5 single issue cover, which is going to be exclusive to this Kickstarter. So it's the only opportunity to get that single print comic as well. And then we have those two down at the bottom right there, you can see the hardcover 2-volume set that we're releasing, which will be signed by the two of us here and is a very nice, beautifully bound set with all 5 of the chapters and, again, lots of bonus features. So if you're new to this is a place to grab it.
That's fantastic. And let folks know that we have had you on before because you came back when Volume 1 was coming out, and that one seemed to, like, really hit with the audiences. Was very successful.
Definitely. Yeah, we've had a lot of interest.
All right. So, Luke, is there, I think we were going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, we're on the page right now. This is the Kickstarter page.
All right. And if you can just, like, play that and let it go large so everybody can see it. And we're watching, it's a really cool Kickstarter video here, guys. All right, go ahead.
Hey, everybody. How's it going today? I'm here with Dr. Baron Bell. I'm Daniel Hancock. We are talking about Dominion Volume 2. Which is hitting Kickstarter today. We are super excited to get this out to you guys. It is our best yet, our most amazing story yet, our most amazing artwork yet, and we're really looking forward to being able to share that with you.
Volume 2 is going to comprise chapters 4 and chapters 5 of Dominion, Fall of the House of Saul, leading us further into the fall. I hate to say it. We're delving in deeper into the family dynamic
with some new characters that you haven't met yet. We're putting chapters 4 and 5 together into one volume. This will be a new volume release, but it's also going to be the only opportunity to get the single issue chapter 5 ever. So this is the exclusive chance to get a print copy of our chapter 5. It's going to be just for this Kickstarter campaign.
Step into history, grab one of these wonderful collector's items. If you are a parent concerned with the entertainment that your family is consuming, you now have the ability to take the power into your own hands and support good quality family-friendly entertainment.
And we really do appreciate all of you for the support and the enthusiasm so far for Dominion, for Terminus.
We are so incredibly grateful for your support, and we're just so excited to launch Dominion Volume 2.
All right.
So amazing. Again, I keep on hogging the mic and I apologize, but I do want to let everyone who's listening or watching know, I described it as Judeo-Christian, but it's actually, this is a sci-fi graphic novel. And if I talk about it, it's something for us nerds. This is something that we're going to love. It's set on different planets. Can you give us kind of the setting? Fill us in on what we're going to be reading.
Yeah, Dominion is birthed out of fandom. I'm just going to say it straight up. You know, yes, you know, we're Christians. You know, we love the Lord. Dominion is really kind of our take on the foundation of the nation of Israel from the Old Testament in 1 Samuel, starting with King Saul and eventually leading into King David. But it's not swords and sandals, guys. It's not. This is birthed out of Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, Voltron, Transformers, Thundercats, you know, Dune. The list goes on and on. And so because of the fact that I didn't want it to be cheesy, I wanted it to be something that I would want to read. And that's basically where it all came from. It's like our desire to create good quality stories, starting with good quality stories. And then, you know, you can't help but to infuse your own stuff within all of that. Not that we're ever preaching to anybody, but, you know, we can't help but to be who we are. And so solid family Judeo-Christian values infused within just really good, solid storytelling with really top-notch artwork.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? If you guys don't mind, down that page, we have a trailer for this one. It's the very bottom of that Kickstarter. That might be something else to check out. It's really kind of hard to explain exactly what we're doing with this, but that might help us to do it too. But the idea is like, yeah, we're taking this very rich story and it's kind of a basis from the biblical story. You know, in 1 Samuel, you get Saul and Jonathan and David and Goliath and all these kind of epic legendary stories that we'll find inside the text. But we're totally, you know, kind of reconstructing and recreating a brand new, you know, reimagination of that world. Yeah, that's the trail. That might give you a better idea of kind of like what we're trying to do with the style of the graphics, the art, and just, you know, the nature of how we're using that story or kind of, you know, adapting it to this new world and environment we're doing.
All right, cool. Let's take a look at it then.
Sure.
All righty.
They are defeated. I have carried out the commands of the Almighty.
Enough! Is tribute better than obedience? Because you have rejected his command. He has rejected you.
Wait!
The Almighty has torn the dominion from you today.
Samuel!
And has given it to one who is better than you. A man after his own heart.
Samuel!
We cannot stand by while our people are under attack.
I will not be dictated to by a child.
I could save the kingdom, Mother. Would you have me do nothing?
Do not stir up your father's rage. You will tear this family apart.
The Philistines are coming.
Open your eyes, Jonathan. Our father is not the just king you wish him to be.
You have duties to this family. To your people!
I saw a young warrior.
Who did you see?
The spirit of the Almighty was with him.
I will not lose my throne. Dominion is mine. I am king. I am Saul!
That's fantastic.
Okay, so is that kind of making more sense now, how we're doing it?
I'll tell you what. If you are a fan of Game of Thrones, if you are a fan of just any type of kind of visceral political drama, interior drama, Shakespearean, anything like that, this is the book for you. This is the series for you. I'm a student of history, especially biblical history. And so I like to go into those little crevices in the details you know, but for this series, we elevated it to a sci-fi construct.
That's awesome.
And we're kind of taking time too. You know, if you can tell, we're really expanding those sections where maybe the Bible, you know, originally told a few verses here or there to explain some storyline, you know, and we're really taking those and running with it and in developing those characters and really kind of enhancing the plot lines and such to include all of our sci-fi fandom stuff that we love, you know, and incorporating that in, you know, so like the Philistines and what you see there, you know, the priesthood, Samuel, the crow is, you know, the high priest Samuel. Yeah. So you can kind of see all these different, you know, elements that are really original, you know, their original work, you know, original creation. And you know, we have David and Goliath are arriving on the soon on the scene, and so even that stuff is going to be, you know, very, very different than you'd see in any kind of biblical telling before this, you know.
So has there been art designed for David and all that it will be coming? Like, have you been kind of
yeah I think we hinted at him in book 3, I believe. Mm-hmm. What was it, book 4? I can't remember. It's been so long. But yeah, so we've definitely been hinting at him. There are Easter eggs. So if you get these books and you just read through them, you'll know what it is when you see it.
If you're familiar with the Bible story, then you kind of like go through it and you'd be like, hey, wait a minute, I know where that's coming from, you know, but it's not like in your face. It's not, you know, so for anybody else who's not familiar with it, they'll just get to enjoy an epic story, you know, in a fantastic world.
Yeah. Now, like, how do you balance, is there like the faith component, or have you kind of like metaphorically kind of done it throughout kind of the series?
Well, I mean, it's funny because just like with Star Wars, you may not think that there is a faith component in Star Wars, but if you look at the Force yeah. is kind of like that. In our story, we have the Almighty. The Almighty is our personification of Elohim in dominion. Mm-hmm. And so when they reference the Almighty, that is that kind of the faith component. In the beginning, where Samuel says the Almighty has torn the dominion from you today, that is exactly what happened in the Bible with King Saul when he disobeyed the Lord. And he said, I'm going to give the kingdom to someone better than you, a man after his own heart. It's pretty much very parallel. We do have a structure. The bones of dominion is in the Bible. Where we deviate is delving deeper into the storytelling of the family of King Saul and the repercussions that happened as a result of his spiraling mania.
Oh, that's amazing. So, like, is the Almighty, is he like a spirit, or is he like a physical being that's going to be kind of shown in it possibly?
The Almighty spoiler alerts, man. Spoiler alerts.
At the moment, the Almighty is just spoken about.
Okay.
It's just like, you know,
don't give away too much.
No, we haven't shown anything in that regard.
Okay. So it's a mystery, which is
that's
cool.
The one thing that we have done a really good job, and Daniel is very, very good at developing these stories in the rich lore and the world building, is creating this ubiquitous kind of a feeling of the Almighty more so than just showing it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, it should be. I think it'll speak for itself too as people read it. And again, it's not really, you know, sometimes when we talk about a faith component, there's this kind of ham-fisted, you know, Christianese that's getting stuffed down your throat. You know, you're reading it. This is a Bible story, or this is a message, or a sermon in a book, you know, or something like that. Not here. That's not going to be the experience that you'd have at all. This is very creative stuff. It's very exciting, very thrilling, and it's very natural. You know, the world building and the lore and the mythology of how we have it set up feels like it belongs in this place. It's not put in where it doesn't need to be. And so, yeah, you'll definitely see that. But you know, as a couple of hints, like our chapter that's coming out now with volume 2 here is Fragments of Hope. That's the next one that's coming. The next two, I'll give you the titles of them, which might give you a hint towards your question there, Luke, which is Dominion, Darkness Embodied. And then the next one is Dominion, Kingdom of Spirits. And so those two might answer more of your questions that you're having along those lines. Like, we are kind of slowly developing that and getting into it, but it's definitely, we're not trying to rush it though. We really are trying to develop this world and really let the characters kind of live out their right paths as you go along. And so I think it'll be pretty satisfying and enjoyable for people to see that. And I think it's going to conclude. We have a, you know, like I say, this is our fifth chapter. Two more will be the next as we're going forward, which will conclude the fall of the House of Saul series. I've got a lot more that we've worked on. We've already got a whole bunch of plans for other further storytelling that's going to go on with it. But as we see that unfold, I think it's going to be very profound, you know, as you get to kind of witness the characters' arcs and the, you know, that developing kind of worldview and faith component will work its way through, but in a very, like I say, kind of natural and proper place inside of that world, you know.
I think the best way you can kind of think about it, especially if from a fandom, is the way Marvel kind of introduced Thanos is the way we introduce Goliath, which will culminate in our end game, which is chapter 6 and 7, the showdown that everybody's been asking about, the showdown that everybody's been talking about. And we've been very coy at how much we talk about David, but yeah, see, he'll show up. He'll show up. We have volume 3, which is chapter 6 and 7, coming Christmas of this year. So,
oh wow, that's fantastic. Hey, Kim, the one thing that I'm so impressed with, like I grew up with comic books, but for me the artwork had to be great for me to really love a comic book. And we're just looking at it, and the artwork is spectacular. Could you talk to us about like who your artists were? How did you get this created?
Well,
You're talking
artist.
To him.
Yeah, you're talking to him. I'm the primary artist of
oh, Dominion. Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm classically trained, but yeah, I've had a lot of training in art and design. And so,
well, the dynamicness and, you know, the running.
Whoops.
Level, I would say.
I think we just lost you, Luke, for a second there. Can you ask that question again?
I was just saying, I mean, the look of it and how you kind of like use the page, break the page and all that. I mean, it looks like as high level as any other comic I've seen. Like, oh, it really, you know, sticks out. Cause sometimes you see like some other comics that aren't, you know, like the Marvel or the DC, and you're like, you can kind of tell the art, but the art's there. Like, I mean, it's so dynamic. So like, you know, like I like a lot of like the Frank Miller kind of black and white kind of look, but the way you kind of use the page and tell the story through simplicity or kind of the composition, I mean, it does it so well, you know, like
you're naming one of my idols, Frank Miller, Alex Ross, you know, Mark Silvestri. I mean, you know, I am a classic comic, you know, kind of nerd when it comes down to it. And so what I like to do is I like to go back and look at those guys. I got a pretty nice little collection. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, what has worked previously? What has drawn me in previously? And color is another thing, which we have a really good colorist. His name is Christopher Hunt. And he really helps to kind of bring this, you know, my initial line artwork to life via color. And so, and then of course, Daniel is an integral part of that beginning process when we're talking about the script. He's going into, well, this should kind of evoke this kind of a feeling color-wise. And so that helps us. We work very, very well as a team so that we all kind of come together like the Avengers and put together a really solid form of art, because we do believe that comics, this is art. And I do believe our publisher, Mark, he was on Eric Metaxas today, and he was talking about how our art is our worship. It is our high form of worship coming from us. So it has to be the best. It has to be the top of the top. If our book cannot sit on the shelf of any comic book store next to, you know, a DC comic, Marvel comic, whatever, right, then we haven't done our job, even from the quality of the print. So, I mean, we actually have books that are very high quality, printed, gloss, the whole nine yards. So you're getting a premium item when you get a Dominion book. And especially with the Kickstarter having these hardcovers, that this is the first time we've really done hardcovers like this. And so it's going to be even more premium. And by the way, with the volume two, we are introducing the behind the scenes of the next Dominion spinoff called Border Wars. And Daniel, you can kind of give them
a little. I'm really excited about Border Wars, and that's going to answer some more of the questions that you were asking, Luke, about David and everything else, because basically what we've got with Border Wars is this unique setup where it's a prequel, because we're going to deal with the Book of Judges. So in this world that we've created with all that, I'm going to be tackling this story of the judges. And so as I debated how we were going to go about doing that with a Marvel artist, former Marvel artist, Mad Cave, Wildstorm artist, Rob Stotts, and I were discussing this, and we were kind of just brainstorming and came up with this concept of basically David is going to be quantum leaped into the stories of the judges as a way of him learning from them to prepare him to be king. And so we're going to get to see some of Samuel, some of David, and as he kind of hops, you know, back into these other stories and gets mentored by these great warriors from ancient times. And so we'll get to see lots of different places, lots of different worlds. And so we're developing that now. And we've got a great team, Matt Baker and Daryl Pennington, who were on the show with you guys for Samson Rise. They're working on the art. They're going to be doing all the page art for that. And Rob's kind of acting as an art director and kind of an advisor on this. And so, so the script's already done for that. We're in production, you know, early production on it now. But we're going to have included in the back of this volume two that's coming out on Kickstarter now will be the first preview of that. So, you know, when you go to get that second volume, you'll get the next two chapters. Chapters 4 and 5 will be included and bound in one. But also in there, we'll see the early artwork and plans for the Border Wars series, which is going to be just an expansion of this universe and a development of the character of David as well.
So cool. So like, can you tell us a little bit about the perks of the Kickstarter? Like what are the levels of, you know, like a lot of times I'm sure you guys have that, like with the donations and all that. Like,
and make sure you tell us how to find the Kickstarter.
Yeah, you can find the Kickstarter right now through our website, terminusmedia.com. That's probably the quickest way, or just go on, you know, Kickstarter and search for Dominion. It should come up right away.
If you go on our website, I do believe it's at the bottom of the first page. It's under Volume 2. So just go scroll all the way down to the bottom, terminusmedia.com. Click on Volume 2. It'll take you directly to our Kickstarter. And, you'll be able to contribute. Our perks, pretty simple. We have a donation perk. If you just want to donate to the cause of, you know, just really quality, solid, family-friendly storytelling. The next tier, I do believe, is a $15 tier for the actual print of Dominion Chapter 5. Now, these are on demand. So after this Kickstarter is done, we are not going to be printing books for a long, long time as far as the individual floppies are concerned.
Right.
The next tier up is, I do believe, is the digital pack of Volume 1 and Volume 2. We had to add that. We don't ship internationally at the moment because the prices are so exorbitant to ship overseas. It's crazy. But we have been getting some questions about, hey, I'm overseas, but I want to know the story. Do you have digital? And so we added a digital perk for $20. The next perk is the actual Volume 2 trade paperback print. That's going to be for $30. That's going to be all of Volume 2, which is Chapters 4, Chapter 5, and the Border Wars behind the scenes artwork. So that's going to be really, really cool to have that as well. The next perk, I do believe, is, I think it's the $50 perk, $45
perk. 45, yep. 45 for both volumes, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, no, that's
oh, no, that's for the
Poppy Chapter 5 and Volume 2 trade paperback. So hey, we have collectors out there. All sorts of they want the tangible individual floppies, but they also want the collected card, paperback editions. So this is available for them as well. The next tier up, I do believe, is the $55
yep.
Dominion Volume 1 and 2 bundle. So that's going to bundle Volume 1 trade paperback with Volume 2 trade paperback. Then you'll have all the story from Chapter 1 all the way to Chapter 5 together with these two beautifully printed trade paperback books. The next one, I do believe, is the final one, which is the hardcover versions of the Volume 1 and Volume 2. The cover is a little bit different. We've designed them this way because there will be a Volume 3, and so we will have, like, at the end of the year, maybe going into next year, like a box set Volume 1 through 3. So it'll be like a very high premium item to have when it comes down to it. So this is $130. Got a lot of interest in this, believe it or not. And Volume 1 and 2 hardcover signed by myself yep. and Daniel nice. Hancock.
That's fantastic.
That's so cool.
Hey, we don't want to keep you guys too much longer here. I know you guys are on the road and kind of moving, but if we could you tell us real quick, for people who are not familiar with Terminus Media, just tell us a little bit about the company and the kind of stuff it puts out.
Yeah, Terminus Media is a faith and family-friendly publisher based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Mark Stansel is the owner, CEO of Terminus Media. We do primarily comics, graphic novels that are family-friendly. We have also done animated projects. We will be doing more animated projects in the future, Dominion being one of them. And our whole goal is to entertain, educate, and inspire. That's what nice. We want to do at Terminus Media. We do have other projects. Another project we're working on is called Ascension, which is, I would say, almost kind of like an anime spiritual warfare, Armor of God type story, which is going to be pretty cool. That's going to be, the artwork is by Francis Zerudo, a very phenomenal Philippine artist. We're also going to be getting into the educational space as well, doing history-based graphic novels. Our first project, we're partnering with the Frederick Douglass Leadership Institute. Did I say that right? Leadership?
Yep.
Yeah, and so we're going to be doing a graphic novelization of the life and times of Frederick Douglass in 300-100-page graphic novel volumes. And so that's going to be over the next several year project. So, yeah, man, we're getting into it.
Love it. Love it. I love that you're thinking long term like that. This is something that's around to stay. This is something that's going to go on for a while. I think that's great. And the thing that I like most, that I so much appreciate about it, Luke and I, we're both writers as well, and we have mm-hmm. had the opportunity to kind of write some faith-adjacent, faith-friendly type streaming series for some of the major studios here. And you know, the one thing that we really appreciate about your work is what we try to do is, like, just because you're doing faith stuff or faith-friendly stuff, you don't do it schlocky. You do it top-notch. You do it professional. And you do mm-hmm. it – you make it that everyone's going to like it, whether you're of that background or not, you know? So it's good storytelling. Telling, did you hear me? That's my Southern coming out. Good storytelling. It's fantastic. And we just really do appreciate it. So if we want to encourage people to follow and find out more about your projects, what do they do? Is it Terminus Media?
www.terminusmedia.com or terminusmedia.com. Just put that in there.
Yep.
And it'll take you straight to all of our projects. And we're also available for questions. If you just go to our contact page, listen, I'm always available. I'm a teacher. So if anyone ever has any questions, even about doing specific type of artwork or whatever, just drop us a line. I answer emails directly. I have no problem with that.
And we're fairly active on social too. You know, we're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, especially. We have a fan group on Facebook. We'd love for you to join that. It'll give you all the updates and everything. We do process art along the way and lots of fun stuff like that. So, yeah, Dominion Comic fans. And, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We got stuff on all those. But, of course.
Is it under Dominion or Terminus? Dominion Comic fans?
We got both of them.
So. Dominion Comic fans. So you can just type that into the Facebook search link and it'll take you directly to it. join. I think we have over 400 people in that group. You know, I interact with them almost on a daily basis, to tell you the truth. We also have a Dominion comic page on Facebook as well. That's like up to 900 fans on that one. And so yeah, we're very, very active. And you know, like you were saying, listen, I have a twin brother who is not a Christian, but he's a fan. Where we connect is every time there is a comic book movie or a show. As a matter of fact, he literally just sent me a text yesterday about, hey, did you see Secret Invasion? And so it's like,
don't say anything, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm not gonna say no. But I will say my brother, and so that's how we vibe, you know what I'm saying? And so he is an atheist, I'm a Christian. We have found commonality, man. Yep. That's a great world, you know? And so he read Dominion initially and he loved it. And so I'm like, mission accomplished, bro. Yeah. Mission awesome. Accomplished. Awesome. So it's like, it's for any and everyone who just likes a good story. You know, a lot of people, they won't get our biblical references, and that's fine. It's okay. As long as you enjoy the characters, enjoy the book, and want to stay engaged in the story, we're good.
And it really is a story, like we say, it's a story about war. It's a story about family. And this is very, very universal and broad and very, very resonant with most readers. And so I think that you'll definitely enjoy it. We think you'll really enjoy this book. And so definitely go help us with the Kickstarter. You know, get us over our goals so we can keep making stuff like this. Not only will you enjoy it, but it will help us to continue to make more projects like this. And so we need your help and we appreciate it.
All right, we're behind you guys. We can't wait to see more. Can't wait to see this. So you can check them out, terminusmedia.com, or go to Kickstarter and search for Dominion Volume 2, or go to their Facebook, Twitter page, Dominion Comic Fans. They're all over the place. Make sure, and we'll make sure to include that in our show notes, and we'll put it also on our website. So, guys, check them out. It's good stuff. We do appreciate what you guys are doing. Keep it going.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. You can find me at James D.
I do have one final question.
Oh, yeah.
If I could, I just want to know what the overall, like, as a fandom site and like what we're doing and all that, like, what's been the response that you've gotten off, you know, volume one? Like you already talked about, you have a number of followers on the Facebook group, but what's been the overall fandom kind of response, you know, in different forms?
It's been good. It's been really, really good. I mean, I think that the biggest challenge with any new IP is just getting people to find you. And so that's why we're doing shows like this and, you know, Metaxas and other shows, so that people can actually see, because it's like, you can have a really, really great product, but if no one sees it, you know, does it exist? So we've been getting a slow rising of very, very, very excellent reviews and fandom. And it's just like, it's just really, really, I liken it to the tortoise and the hare. I would rather go slow and steady than run and try to go ahead of my own ability to try to win the race, because we will ultimately get to where we want to go. It's going to be we have a really stable following, which is good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add too.
Every single day. Five stars on Amazon. It's you know, I think the best reviews we get are from parents.
Yeah,
they who just love the fact that they have something that their kids can enjoy and not have to worry about the content or anything. Adults love it. It's almost kind of like an old Warner Brothers, where, you know, like old Bugs Bunny, which is it's multi-layered. So if you're a little kid, you're gonna just love it because it's a cute little bunny. But you know, if you're an adult, you're like, did he actually say that?
The kids love the colors and the spaceships and the cool animal characters. But the adults are like following the intrigue and the family dynamics and the, you know, the political and the war games and all that stuff that's going on. So, yeah. And we do. I would say that the reaction has been for the people that do find us. Right. Like, so that's the hard part, is finding, you know, getting it out there, letting people find out what we're doing. But when they do, we get them, you know, the true fan. You know, we get loyal people who are not only like just a little bit interested in it, but very, very seriously behind the project and waiting for the next chapter. We are just a small team, you know, Baron and myself and Chris Hunt and, you know, and our little troop over here making this stuff. So we crank it out as fast as we can, but it's not fast enough for the fan base. You know, they're always asking, where's the next thing? Tell us about your character. Give us the next character. Let me see David. Let me see Goliath. You know, so we got people waiting for it. So definitely, I mean, I think it's definitely hitting the right note. And this is something that people are looking for, but just don't know it's out there yet.
our goal is universality. It's really about trying to get as big of an audience as possible. That's one of the reasons why we use animals, anthropomorphic characters, to deliver these wonderful stories. So that, you know, you're not going in automatically with a bias of race or whatever. No, they're animals. So everybody can relate. And then we were able to symbolize the lion of the tribe of Judah through our Saul characters, and the crows are wisdom. And so it's like we have all of these different things going on multiple layers, which I think is kind of awesome. By the way, Daniel's going to be at San Diego Comic-Con. So
okay, that was my question. I was about really? To say, you guys making any conventions. Are you down?
Yes, yeah, I'll be at San Diego. I'm going to be at the Christian Comic Arts table signing books and meeting people. So I was going to ask you guys that today, actually, too. I was going to say, I imagine you'd be there because you're right there nearby. So
We're there.
All right, sweet. So we should definitely connect out there. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about, or might have been before the show, like, this passion is what we love to do, but it's not our day job. And I was going to say, I'm on a panel down in Comic-Con about how to have a full-time creative career on a part-time schedule. So, which is one of the cool things. And we've got a good panel coming on, and we always do stop by looking for that. I was about to ask you, are you going to make any conventions? Oh, just the biggest one in the country. So that's awesome. I can't wait.
Daniel is our traveling. He's our traveling Matt, man. He really gets out, and he really is good at connecting with the fan base and just really building those relationships. And it's just going to be awesome to be represented there. One of these days, I tell you right now, I'm going to be very excited to see some cosplay happening for Dominion. So
there you go. All right. Listen, guys, this has been a pleasure. This has been a pleasure speaking with you again. Terminusmedia.com. Go find the Kickstarter for Dominion Comic Fans is on Facebook and Twitter. The Dominion Volume 2, the Fall of the House of Saul. It's you're gonna be excited to see. All right, my name is Jim. I'm at James D. Fry on Instagram. Cheeseman, why don't you take us out?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Cheese on Couch, and also theconguy.com. And I just want to say, I mean, with shows like The Chosen and just different things, I think people are just hungry for, you know, expanded biblical stories. And I just think it's amazing kind of what you're doing and kind of bringing Narnia vibe and just really kind of doing something, taking a new take on the story of kind of David and Saul. I just think it's really awesome and really hope, you know, it gets out there, more people see it and even love to see it, you know, in the film world as a filmmaker. I mean, it just, even the art just feels so cinematic. So just thank you guys again. It's been a pleasure and just really excited about what you're doing.
Just one last thing, just what you said. I did an op-ed for Christian Toto and HollywoodandToto.com about that very thing, about, you know, engaging a culture that is really hungry for morals, a good, solid value, family-friendly message. So, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. All right, guys, this has been, again, been a pleasure. Check us out, guys, here on theconguy.com, and we'll see you guys all down at San Diego Comic-Con. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com. Find us on the Weeby Geeks Collective or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And now on sci-fi.radio, Saturdays at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, both AM and PM. That's 9 o'clock Greenwich. It's sci-fi for your Wi-Fi.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.